Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Yes, on this tremendous Thursday.
Amen.
Okay, today we are going to speak out of the Do Not Fear, Zechariah 8:15. So now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judea. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. God wants to do good.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 M's to success, to your success. I'm sure you've probably eaten M&M's. Plain are my favorite with almonds. No doubt you've used a variety of 3M products, sandpaper or Post-it notes. But today we're going to share 7 M's to your personal success. Number 1, mindset.
Yes.
Would you like to have the mindset of someone who can overcome adversity, even the jealousy and lies of deceitful people, turn defeat into victories, create something out of nothing, turn economic failure into financial independence? Of course you would. Now here's the good news. This mindset is available to you beginning today.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The 28th day of September.
Hallelujah.
A day we'll always remember.
You're a mess.
First, get rid of your old way of thinking and doing. Ezekiel 36:26-27. Contemporary English version. I will take away your stubborn heart, give you a new heart, and a desire to be faithful. You only have pure thoughts because I will put my spirit in you and make you eager to obey my laws and teachings. Second, replace your old way of thinking with a new way of thinking. Philippians 2:5, New Living Translation. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Third, think on the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. Philippians 4:8, Message Bible. Summing it all up, friends, I say you'll do best by filling your minds, meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard, and saw, and realized. Fourth, keep your mind focused on Him. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your minds and hearts through Christ Jesus.
And we might even add in there, your peace is going to be from Him. Definitely stay on Him.
Amen. Fifth, use the mind of Christ that's within you. Allow it to function fully and freely. 1 Corinthians 2:16, Classic Amplified. For it is known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge. But, hallelujah, but we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. 6, allow the mind of Christ to direct your mindset on a daily basis. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. 7, your mindset should always be to glorify God. Romans 15:6, that you may be with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Full of meat, honey. Number 2, motivation.
Yes.
Thousands, if not really tens of thousands of books have been written about motivation. But here are 7 rich thoughts from the greatest motivational book ever written. First, Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece." That's right. Think about it. You are a masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things, good things he planned for us long ago.
Yes.
Second, Psalm 37:4. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Third, Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they may stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Remember that when you stumble, you will never fall, because the Lord has you by his hand. Fourth, Ephesians 4:20.
Yay.
Wow. Ephesians 4:20 says, now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I think that's actually Ephesians 3:20. Fifth, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We just pray that for every person hearing our voice and for us today as we face this day. Sixth, Ephesians 6, 7. Ephesians 6, 7, work with enthusiasm as though you are working for the Lord rather than people. Let me tell you, when you ever put that into practice in your lives, I can tell you, you will have a whole lot more joy when you work. Don't think about your boss. Don't think about your employer. Think about doing it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
And you'll be singing before you know it.
Hallelujah.
Seventh, Philippians 4:13. 4:13, here it is. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. In other words, we have unlimited opportunity, motivation, access, and success waiting for us today. Failure is not, I repeat, failure is not your destiny. Success is more than just an option. It is your God-given opportunity to make a difference.
Wow.
It is
powerful.
That's powerful. It is very powerful.
Third, mobilization. The definition of mobilization, according to dictionary.com, is active assembling and putting into readiness for war or other emergency, organizing and make ready for use or action. When you see or hear the word war, no doubt you immediately think of a conflict between nations. However, there is a war raging between believers and the enemy of our souls. Make no doubt about it, the enemy is relentless. He is continually bombarding our minds with negative and sinful thoughts, using diversionary tactics to break our focus. The enemy knows that if he can keep you from getting reinforcements, the word, headquarters, the church, he has a better chance of keeping you from speaking with your commanding officer, our great God, Jehovah. Number four.
Meticulous. Meticulous, is that right?
That's
meticulous.
Right.
That means, simply said, paying attention to detail.
That's it.
We don't need to micromanage every detail that, you know, but we do need to, obviously, inspect what we expect to prevent defects to our plan. A meticulous person can be accurate, exact, punctual, precise, attentive, and careful, and
yes,
can also be a micromanager.
Yeah.
But we think it's fair to say that a meticulous person is also very focused in on what needs to be done. Focus can be simply defined as whatever has your attention. And it is clear that God wants us focused on his plans for our lives. So don't let anyone's attitude or words distract you.
True. Five, marketable. The Bible provides us with excellent marketing strategies. First, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our faith in God will loose our creativity and ability to make something out of nothing.
Wow.
That's what every startup business leader has to do. Two, Ecclesiastes 11:1 and the New Living Translation. Send your grain across the seas, and in time, profits will flow back to you.
Wow.
You may not see an immediate return, but always remember that the progressive benefit is often much better than the immediate response. This scripture applies to investing in the stock market or commodities. You invest your time, effort, and money knowing that you will receive a return because you've been guided by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah and amen. Number six, the M, momentum. Momentum is best defined as the amount of force a moving body has because of its weight and the speed at which it is moving. Momentum works the same whether you're short or hefty or big or tall or if it's a rock or you travel fast or light. Look, until it gives the push on the downhill, then you better watch out, because that word momentum, even though it's not found in the scriptures, really could be identified in two scriptures that speak of the heart of this word. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." It's not where you start in life, it's where you end up.
Yes.
And your momentum, or the force of the Holy Ghost working in you, you know, it's going to produce good things if you don't give up and give in or sit down or relax, right? Don't do it
that's
yourself.
It.
Let the force of the Holy Ghost that's working within you, I mean, make it work. And preparation time is never wasted time. It's important time.
Yes, it is.
Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Never forget who's energizing you. Every believer who uses principles based in the word will be energized, enlightened, empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Can't think of a better way to create momentum for good other than obeying the voice of the Spirit.
Amen. Seventh, manifestation. Manifestation comes with expectation, whether in the marketplace, the secret place, or your financial place. Expectation brings manifestation and God's rewards. Proverbs 24:14, Classic Amplified. "So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus to your life. If you find it, then shall there be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off."
Wow.
No matter what your circumstances look like, your expectation creates manifestation. Proverbs 24:14, Message Bible. "Likewise, knowledge and wisdom for your soul. Get that, and your future secured. Your hope is on the solid rock."
Wow.
Child of God, we hope you're getting this.
Mm-mm.
Your expectation secures your future, gives you a hope that's immovable, and a confidence in your impending manifestation. Your future is secure when you expect to receive the manifestation of God's best, all that he has to offer you. One of the absolute worst things you could do while waiting for the manifestation of your harvest is to stop sowing and just wait. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
That's powerful.
Seven M's to your success.
Powerful.
This is powerful. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Yes, amen.